Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Russian media reports gale force winds have blown a woman off her balcony on the Pacific island of Sakhalin. The Interfax news agency reported the woman went out for a smoke on the balcony and was blown off, landing on a snowdrift below. An ambulance couldn't reach the house, so the woman had to be taken to a hospital in the bucket of a construction truck.
It's like something out of a movie.
Yeah. A local news website says she fell from the fourth floor, breaking an arm and three ribs.
Whoa.
And leaving her with a concussion. Sakhalin is in Russia's far east, has been hit with a series of snowstorms with wind gusts reaching 93 miles per hour.
Good thing that snow was there.
She goes out.
She would not be around.
Balcony to light up a candle. Ooh. And winds up in a snowdrift with broken ribs.
Ouch.
Employees of a Waffle House restaurant have received a huge tip of over $3,500 from Ohio churchgoers whose pastor preached about generosity at Christmas.
And giving away the church coffers.
The Dayton Daily News and WHIO-TV report five women working at the Wapakoneta restaurant were stunned when congregants from Grand Lake United Methodist Church delivered the surprise tip on Christmas Eve.
Wow.
The workers at the restaurant were told they could split the money, amounting to over $700 apiece. Now, Ted, you and I worked on Christmas Day, and I didn't see anybody.
I'll give you a tip.
Show up to help us with a big tip.
No.
They just take it for granted that we're going to be here. All right, let's see.
Why don't we have a Waffle House in Wichita?
You asked that a while back.
When was the last time you went to a Waffle House, Ted?
Have I been to a Waffle House? I may have been to
a couple
one
years ago.
Down in Texas.
Actually, they are classic.
They're iconic.
We were in the Gulf, and I tell you, you could look down the road, and like every half mile, you would see a Waffle House.
Really?
Oh, yeah. They're like Starbucks, you know?
They're good to have around, like, if you're hungry, like at 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, after the clubbing. Clubbing, man.
Let's go to the Waffle House.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But we don't have one.
I don't think there's one in the state of Kansas.
No.
All right. Well, we can do some research and find out if there is. Maybe we're just not on that.
Well, I think there's a franchise opportunity for you.
Ted. I can't believe there's not one like at 47 South and the Turnpike there.
What are you saying about where they would be?
I'm just saying that'd be a great location, right off the Turnpike.
Yeah.
See, this guy's got a plan. Got a business plan.
Next to that hotel you rent by the hour?
Yeah.
Waffle House to Kansas. All right. Coming up on 651 now, Steve and Ted. Retirement losses and recovery. Don Grant, CFP, the Money Tracker, with us this morning, as always. Good morning,
Don. Yes, sir. Well, you know, it seems antithetical reasoning, but the antithetical.
Okay.
You know, like it's not good reasoning.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. I should have just said it seems like not good reasoning.
For me.
But anyway, but think about this for a second. If you lose 50% of anything, it takes 100% gain of whatever is left to make it whole again.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, you lose 50 bucks and, you know, yeah, whatever.
I see it.
Anyway, with the $10,000 in your brokerage account, a loss of 50% leaves you with $5,000 for your investment to get back to $10,000, you're going to need to double your 5K, thus requiring a 100% gain to get it back. Now, if one were to invest in all of the 500 stock holdings of the entire S&P 500 at the same concentrations and had $10,000 invested there on January 1st of 2008, when the recession hit and the market dipped 37% that year, stocks dipped to about 6,300 at that point. Right now we're at, 24,000?
Yeah.
The market did recover, and had the investors stayed invested in that exact same thing, it did get back to the $10,000 in 50 months in February of 2012. Okay, so it took 4 years. The amount, the account would have recovered to $10,000. Recovery results were calculated on 712portfolio.com. Now, there is a mathematical formula to calculate the amount of return it takes to recover from a loss. Now, repeating it is not good radio, but especially if you're driving, you know, right. You're trying to write it down. But here are some examples of a loss of 5%. It takes 5.3% to recover. 10% would take 11.1% to get back. 30% loss takes 42.9% gain, and so on. Now, since the stock market is a moving target, it's impossible to ever predict how long the recovery will take. According to 712portfolio.com, from 1980 through 2016, there were 433 rolling 12-month periods. You know, every month you can look back 12 months. Well, two had returns of greater than 53%. Hang in, lots of numbers. But there was a 75% chance that a loss of 20% can be recovered in a three-year period, 36 months. Okay, got that? Remember, past performance will not dictate future returns, but there is historical precedence that a diversified portfolio could help mitigate losses and speed up recovery. Historically, a multi-asset diversified portfolio that includes stocks, bonds, real estate, and commodities has less opportunity to lose value than a concentration in just S&P 500 stocks. There is a historical 2% chance that a diversified portfolio will lose 20% in any 12-month period. The S&P 500 has a 5% chance for a 20% loss in any given 12-month period. So it's this a good argument for diversification. So diversification can be a good strategy, but does not guarantee, of course, against losses. And, of course, if you have any questions about this, I know it gets kind of complicated, and sorry to throw out so many numbers while you're driving, but you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
A lot of numbers in there.
Yep.
A lot of numbers.
Yep.
Right. So did you receive a gift that you need to take back and replace, or?
No, but I received a glass, a gift of some beer tasting glasses that one of them broke.
Really?
And it was through Amazon, so we're going to somehow get that taken care of. But didn't receive anything that I need to take back.
So you were taking a great big drink, and you were so inebriated that you fell down.
Did I fell down and crashed it against my forehead? No, I was trying to smash it against my forehead.
Am I assuming too much here? Probably.
Yeah, you are. No, it was in the box broken.
Okay.
Yeah.
But that story's not as good as Steve's.
Yeah.
No, Steve's is much better.
It's kind of a fake news story, but there it is. Huh?
Yeah, well, that's what you deal with.
All right. Thank you, gentlemen. It's just 6:55. Steve and Ted coming up. The KNSS Morning News at 7 o'clock. All of today's news, including a story about the mayor saying that Wichita police are working to hire more officers. That story, more news coming up at 7. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.